Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Peace, love to everybody this Good Friday, Ramadan, as well as Passover. Now, I just want to kind of open, you know, being a physician and, you know, having that kind of scientific methodology throughout everything you do and learn in medicine, I always try to mesh, you know, Bible and science. And I also try to recreate in my mind how really would that have worked. We're going to talk about how the 10 plagues, you know, there's some scientific explanation for them. But the one thing nobody has ever explained is how, in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name, how did Moses, you know, organize and choreograph hundreds of thousands of people to leave Egypt? Really? I mean, how did that happen? They say over 600,000 Israelite men left, not to mention their women and children and things like that. So we are talking close to 1 million people fled Egypt with the story of Passover. And Moses did this? And maybe his brother Aaron, really? I mean, as you guys all know, I'm Jewish. And I can't get everybody to sit down at a family reunion, let alone organizing about 1 million people. I mean, so you guys know the story, right? Right? Joseph, with his coat of many colors, you know, they settled in Israel. Everything was fine. And then years later, I guess, Ramses II didn't like the Hebrews or the Israelites. He later enslaved them. He was making a lot of money. They had a board of directors. Well, people wanted to leave. They begged God. And God's like, you know, yeah, let's do this. All right? Where's Moses? And Moses is like, me? You, me? Yeah. Go get them out. Go. He's like, do you realize how difficult this is going to be? He's like, don't worry, I got your back. I got your back. Go. So he goes and he tries to get a bunch of Jews, you know, Israelites to come. And he goes, come on, guys, we're leaving. We're going to get out of here. Really? Where are we going? Well, guys, we're going to go to the land of milk and honey. What? Wait, milk? I can't go. Why not? I'm lactose intolerant. That's not a problem. You don't have to drink milk. Wait a second. You want us to wander in the desert and I can't drink milk? I'll be foot-sicking the whole time. No. We're going through. Do you feel me? We're going through the desert. Okay, then fine. You know what? You could stand in the back, be in the back of the caravan. You could drink wine. Somebody goes, wait a second. You said milk and what? We're going to the land of milk and honey. Honey? I can't go. Why not? I got sugar diabetes. First of all, it's not called sugar diabetes. It's called diabetes. I beg to differ. But I can't go to no land of milk and honey because the honey, that's going to ruin my sugar diabetes. Hey, what about me? I got gout. Yeah, oh, my God. You know, so he's probably, while he's trying to organize all this, Ramses is meeting with his board of directors. And he's like, okay, you know what? All right. This guy's threatening all these plagues. God's supposed to get mad at me. Do I let them go? I'm like, why would you let them go? It makes no sense. Meanwhile, Moses is still trying to get everybody to go. And, you know, they're all arguing. He's like, wait a second. Okay, how do you guys not know about the land of milk and honey? This has been all over social media. We don't listen. We aren't on social media anymore. Why not? Well, because they canceled Chaim. Why did they cancel Chaim? Well, because he was spinning so much when he talked, he was pretty coronavirus. Okay, you know what? Whoever wants to come, come. Turned out, a lot of Israelites stayed. They didn't want to wander the desert. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't want honey. They didn't want milk. They were worried about their gout and irritable bowel. So they didn't want to go. And I get that. That's kind of tough. Right? Meanwhile, God says, look, send some plagues. Right, well, what's the first plague? Well, blood. All the water is going to turn to blood. Miriam had her period again. No, nobody had a period. This is a plague. So, you know, Pharaoh's like, wait a second, this is only going to cost me money. They took some votes with the whole board meeting. You know, he didn't want to now, you know, get canceled and kicked off, you know, the social media. So he's like, you know what, fine, go. Well, he kept changing his mind. He changed his mind 10 times. And everybody's like, was Pharaoh a woman? No, we don't think so. And you know, he just kept changing his mind. He's like, no. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. So he kept saying no. So finally, after 10 plagues, you had the blood, you had the frogs, you had the gnats, you had flies, livestock got killed, people got boils, hail, locusts, darkness, then a darkness. We'll talk about later what that could have been scientifically. But then finally, there was the death of the firstborn. And so God's like, look, okay, for those of you Israelites, you know, if you're still not, you know, getting ready to go, okay, put some lamb's blood over your doorpost so when the angel of death comes over, they can pass over. Oh, so that's what Passover means. Yeah, that's what it means. Okay, everybody, let's go find some lamb. You know, can we eat the lamb? I don't think they were allowed to eat the lamb. So anyway, they did that. So then there was the death of the firstborn with all Egyptian males. Pharaoh's like, you know what, just get the hell out of here. So they all start to run. Some of the Israelites were cooking. Okay, well, you don't interrupt any Jewish woman who's cooking. No, everybody out of the kitchen. I'm still working here. Moses like, we need to get the step in, okay? We need to bounce. No, but I'm trying to make some bread. He's like, let's get the hell out of here. So as they get the hell out of here, they strap the bread to their backs. Well, it never had a chance to leaven and rise, right? And so it turned into a cracker. And have you guys seen the matzah crackers? Those suckers are sharp. And if they strap them to their backs, that must have been scraping and scraping, and it must have been the most painful thing. So as a result, we make it, as Israelites, we make it to the Red Sea. Okay, well, I can't swim. Why can't you swim? Well, because nobody taught me. So Moses is like, God, I really need a hand here. So God helps Moses part the Red Sea. The Israelites get to travel through the Red Sea. The fish are like, huh? So anyway, they get through. All of a sudden, Pharaoh changes his mind again. Yeah, so he comes and he sends his whole troop. The troop go, and then once Moses gets everybody across, he's like, "Well, you guys hurry up! I can't. I got plantar fasciitis." Everybody gets over. Then Moses asks God, "Okay, you know what? Close it up." So then the sea closes up. The Egyptian troops die, and then the Israelites get to go to the land of milk and honey. And that's why we now have lactase tablets, so people can go to the land of milk and honey and be able to tolerate their milk. I still can't, though, tolerate the matzah. That scrapes when it comes down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. Bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So the FDA has now authorized our first COVID-19 breath test. Now this is fascinating. So, you know, our fight with COVID might be moot if these variants get milder and milder. We end up not getting hospitalized, and you know it ends up becoming a weaker virus. The problem is that COVID, as it currently stands, can still cause a lot of damage. It could cause a lot of damage to our hearts, to our brain, to our fertility, to our smell, to our taste. And even though I'm no fan of the mandates, now, I got the vaccine because I just didn't want that virus in my body. And And one thing we've noticed is if we could fight COVID early, and if we could get a milder case, we seem to have less long-term sequelae. So that is going to our future fight of COVID, if it does, you know, come back around and get nastier or meaner, is to identify COVID early and then use one of the medications like Paxlovid to hopefully knock it out of the ballpark, or monoclonal antibodies, or hopefully having already immunity, either by natural or vaccine immunity. Well, the problem we're having are these rapid tests. And I can't tell you how many times people will say, look, you know, my first rapid test or my second test, at-home test, didn't show I was positive, but I was positive a week later. Okay, well, by then, that's too late. We need to know if you have COVID right away. So the FDA has now granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that spots chemical compounds associated with coronavirus in the breath. Now, whether this will also apply to those having diarrhea as their first symptom, not sure. But the FDA said the InspecT-IR COVID-19 breathalyzer, it's about the size of a piece of a carry-on luggage, so it's not super small yet. We're like, you know, but eventually maybe they can make it where we can just breathe onto our smartphone. They say this could be in medical offices, mobile testing sites, and it could give results in less than 3 minutes. The system, according to CNN, separates and identifies chemical mixtures to detect 5 compounds associated with SARS-CoV-2 infection. They say the study of the InspecT-IR breathalyzer found it accurately identified more than 91% of positive samples and nearly 100% of negative samples. So what does that mean? Well, they're talking about sensitivity and specificity. So if it is able to identify COVID in a positive sample, that's very sensitive. If it is negative in people who are negative, it's pretty specific. So they said similar sensitivity was found in another study that focused on the Omicron variant. All positive results would still need to be confirmed with a PCR test. So they say today's authorization is yet another example of a rapid innovation occurring with diagnostic tests for COVID-19. And that's the key. You could tell me that a test works for COVID. What about the current variants? So much of what we have for COVID right now is based on the old virus, the wild type, the one that either escaped the lab or was created or whatever the heck, wherever it came from back in 2019. Well, it is 2022. We are in the second quarter of 2022, almost 3 years from when this virus could have escaped China. Well, so do we have anything more recent? So if they're saying this technology can work on Omicron, then I'm convinced we're starting to go in the right direction with this. So they say today's authorization is yet another example of the rapid innovation occurring with diagnostic tests for COVID. This is according to Dr. Jeff Shuren, director of the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health. The FDA continues to support the development of novel COVID-19 tests with the goal of advancing technologies that can help address the current pandemic and better position of the U.S. for the next public health emergency. Okay, I think that's awesome. Now, what's also awesome is we might have a COVID-19 treatment in the form of a nasal spray. Now, you know, COVID, most of the time, will get to us respiratorily wise. So if we could attack it, you know, before it gets to the bowel, before it gets to the heart, before it gets to the brain, the kidneys, we could be going somewhere. They say there's a new protein-based antiviral nasal spray developed by researchers at Northwestern University, University of Washington, and Washington University at St. Louis. And it's being advanced towards phase 1 human clinical trial, so it's moving forward. They say this was designed computationally and refined in the lab. The new protein therapies thwarted infection by interfering with the virus's ability to enter cells. The top protein neutralized the virus with similar or greater potency than antibody treatments with the emergency use authorization status from the FDA. The top protein also neutralized all tested SARS-CoV-2 variants. something that many clinical antibodies have failed to do. Again, it's about time people are trying to, you know, are starting to concentrate on these variants. So much of our science is based on the older virus. We need to, you know, realize that many of these variants, I think what they have to do is come up with a model that has some of the most common spike protein mutations, like the N501Y, those kinds of things. And if we start to notice that most of the variants that are alive today and circulating today have those spike protein mutations, then we know that we could, you know we're using the right model for this. So what they did is they tried this nasal spray on mice, and they found the best of these antiviral proteins reduced symptoms of infection or just outright prevented infection. So this work was led by Northwestern's Michael Jewett, David Baker, David Vieser at the University of Washington School of Medicine. So they use supercomputers. See, I think all computers are super. What's the difference between a supercomputer to a computer? Do supercomputers use AI? I don't know, but my iPhone, man, as far as I'm concerned, my iPhone's a supercomputer. Anyway, the team used supercomputers to design proteins that could stick to vulnerable sites on the surface of the coronavirus, targeting the spike protein. See, if they stick, these little mini binders, if they stick to these proteins, then the virus can't latch on and get in. They said in the there was work originally reported in 2020. The new work, the team re-engineered the proteins called mini binders to make them even more potent. And rather than targeting just one site of the virus's infectious machinery, these little mini binders simultaneously bound to three sites. So that made the drug less likely to detach. If it's on one site, the virus could just, you know, fling it off. But with three sites, it's on there good. So the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein has three binding domains, and common antibody therapies may only block one of these binding domains. So they say the little mini binder sat on top of the spike protein like a tripod and blocked all three. That's kind of like what the dog does when he kind of blocks the cats from getting to their food. She sits tripod style. The interaction between the spike protein and our antiviral is among the tightest interactions known in biology. When we put the spike protein and our antiviral therapeutic in a test tube together for a week, they stayed connected and never fell apart. This is very, very cool stuff. Again, I want COVID to be over, but it's not. COVID's circulating. Now we have grandbaby COVID. Did you guys hear about that? You know, we had Omicron in December, January. Then we had stealth or baby Omicron that's now circulating. In New York, they've now seen two sub-variants of baby Omicron that we're calling, I'm calling, grandbaby Omicron. But they're probably not going to call it. They're probably going to call it like super stealth or something like that. So we don't know what the significance of those are, but we just keep making variants. They go into the body. Some of the variants, you know, might not withstand, might be, shall we say, weaker, and then others, you know, might get stronger. So the sooner we could figure out how to, you know, you have like an exposure, you spray something, and then it prevents that virus from taking hold, like a preventative. That's really what we want. We want PrEP. I mean, it's great to post-exposure, but we want pre-exposure prophylaxis also. And the sooner we get that going, the better. So last month, the FDA had to pause our monoclonal antibody treatments due to their failure against the Omicron subvariant. No surprise, the variant's a newer virus. The old monoclonal antibodies treatments are old. So if we can block the spike protein, block it from getting to the ACE receptor, we don't get the virus in our body. I think it's fantastic. So keep it up, people. Keep this research up. You know, this Northwestern gets the credit for that. We have the breathalyzer that'll help figure out COVID early on. We're making some movement here. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes. Australia levies more sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Wendy King reports.
Australia has announced additional sanctions against more than a dozen state-owned companies. It also continues to levy punitive measures against the Kremlin over its war in Ukraine. The sanctions target 14 state-owned companies, including defense-related entities, KAMAZ, as well as shipping companies, Chevmash and United Shipbuilding Corporation. Australia has imposed sanctions against some 600 individuals and entities since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as I said, I love trying to piece together religion and science because, you know, when you look at, let's say, the laws of Kashrut in the Old Testament, you know, we had to, as Israelites or Hebrews, we had to avoid certain foods. You're like, why? Why did we have to avoid pork? Well, if pork wasn't cooked correctly, you could get sick. trichomoniasis, you could get the, or trichinosis, you could get the parasite. If you didn't cook shellfish properly, the dorsal vein was poisonous. You could get, there was shellfish poisoning. And so in the Bible, foods were made, tray for, non-kosher. Now, it stinks, because to this day, I'm not supposed to have lobster or anything like that, and, you know, Canadian bacon. And you know, it stinks. And, you know, maybe nowadays we have better cooking, we have better ways to, you know, to prevent foodborne illness. But it does fascinate me that in biblical times, there were these laws, and the laws might have been based on science. The not mixing milk and meat, we're not supposed to boil a kid in this mother's milk. That was, when I read the Bible, I thought out of respect. You know, you're drinking the mom's milk, but you're eating her baby in front. You know, that's out of respect. No, can't do that. But also, people have said, look, when you mix dairy and meat, there's digestive issues. It could mess with the microbiome. I mean, it fascinates me if back in biblical times, there was scientific basis for a lot of things. You know, one thing that was, you know, notorious in the Bible was you were not supposed to have sex when you had your period. You were unclean when you had your period. Now, I can't speak for all women, but when you're cramping, you know, and you feel like you're hemorrhaging, you really don't want to have sex. And maybe women at the time didn't feel like they could say no. And so a law such as that said, look, don't touch her, she's unclean, and it let women get through their period. Also, it's a little harder to get pregnant when you're having your period. So if the Bible had wanted sex to be for procreation, and when someone's menstruating, that's probably their least fertile time, they still could be fertile, but they're less fertile than 2 weeks prior, that could be another thing. So when you start to look at these laws, you go, how much science was behind the reasoning? It fascinates me. Well, another thing that's always fascinated me has been the 10 plagues. And each year we talk about this. So I don't have much new information on this, but I am always kind of, you know, studying this. And when you look at Passover and you read from the book of Exodus and the Torah, it explained the Israelites' years of enslavement, how they, you know, the struggle it took to free them. God sends Moses to ask Egyptian Pharaoh Ramses II to let my people go. As we spoke about earlier in the first segment, Pharaoh refused. So the Lord sent down 10 plagues. He sent blood, frogs, lice, gnats, fleas, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locust, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. Well, scientists have debated how these occurred, and some think that there are scientific explanations for it. So, for example, the water turning to blood. Well, I don't know if you guys have ever seen red tide, but some scientists think that maybe there was red tide, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. It's exquisite, but it turns the water red. Another theory could be red clay washed into the river and tributaries. I mean, blood, we think dark, rich, you know, blood-looking, but blood could be blood-tinged. It could be, so it could have been clay, it could have been red tide. Now, interestingly, the next plague was frogs. Well, if you have a red tide, the algae releases toxins. Toxins can kill nearby fish. Same thing with clay. If the water is sullied, the fish might not live. So then the frogs might not want to live by the water. So what happened is the next plague, and I'm not saying this is what happened, this is what some scientists are saying. The frogs swarmed the towns and homes of the second plague. Maybe it's because they couldn't live near the water, or the toxicity, or the smell. They were like, forget this, we're going to go into town. Now the quantity of frogs still needs explanation. You know, because they're like, oh, man, there's frogs everywhere. But, you know, think about it. You know, when I see a spider, I posted on Facebook that there was a spider near my house. I'm like, there's spiders everywhere. I'm like, oh, my God, there's all these. There was like two spiders. I saw two spiders. But to me, it was like, oh, my gosh, there were millions of spiders. See? So it could just be that in the storytelling, you know. Maybe there was some exaggeration. Then the next was lice, gnats, and fleas. I mean, some say there was lice, some fleas, some gnats as the third plague. Well, these infestations could have happened because frogs eat insects, and they keep the populations in control. When frogs are by marshes and rivers, well, if the frogs left the marshes and rivers because of the red, they weren't there to eat the insects. Unlivable water conditions could have caused drought. The frogs end up dying, and then the insects go unchecked. So if the frogs aren't eating the insects because they're dead or they're not there, now you have a lot of insects. Next comes flies. So swarms of flies encompass the fourth plague. Scientists think that this comes from the lack of competing insects and frogs not around to eat them. So flies are coming to eat the dead frogs, and there's no frogs to eat the flies. Because, again, the water, all the other stuff. Well, now comes death of livestock. So what happened? By the way, you would think Pharaoh, after the flies, would have been like, you know what, fine. Now he changed his mind again. So the fifth plague was death of Egyptian livestock. Well, if you got insects and drought, well, yeah. Insects carry disease, swarms of them could have caused the livestock to be diseased. Low water sources, that's a problem. Okay, next came boils. Egyptians became infected with boils on their skin, biblically. Well, insects carry disease. There's no clean water. Now they have lack of food. So pathogens come to play. You're having trouble fighting these pathogens. You know, there could have also been, you know, I don't know, a big rash of chickenpox or smallpox even. They think maybe what happened at the time is there was a huge smallpox outbreak. They actually found smallpox scars on recovered mummies and postulated that 3,000 years ago an epidemic could have occurred. Well, smallpox would be boils. Then came hail. So the plague of hail and fire had to have been scary. Many think that hail and fire raining from the sky could have happened from a nearby volcano. So 3,500 years ago, the Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. Well, remember when we saw Dante's Peak, there was ash everywhere? That could cause hail, fire. If they didn't get to see because of all the clouds, how did they know it was a volcano? They just saw maybe some fire and hail. Well, then come locusts. Locusts were the next plague. Well, if there is a nearby volcano, trust me, the locusts are heading south. So locusts are now swarming the area. Then the ninth plague was darkness. Well, without light, temperatures drop, work can't be done, crops won't grow. So scientists think this could have been an eclipse. It could have been a dust storm, or maybe the plume of smoke from the volcano. Again, they're trying to find scientific reasons for this. Then the death of the firstborn, that's the hardest one. That was the final plague that finally Pharaoh said, get the hell out of here. And that's when every Egyptian firstborn son died. This is a tough one. There's not a lot of medical conditions where it's specifically the firstborn. They think, well, maybe the firstborn were out in the field, so when pestilence, boils ensued, they were the ones to be more sick. Another theory might be the grain stores were contaminated. The firstborn usually would have first pick of the grain, so they got sick first. So, I mean, now again, when you go through the Bible, all right, it's the angel of death, God made all these happen. But for those that are like, were there any scientific explanations or any other events happening, they think maybe that's how science and the Bible mesh. I posted this on my Twitter and Facebook if you guys need, or my website, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, did any of you guys watch Ted Lasso? I loved Ted Lasso. I think it's on Apple TV, Apple Plus, Apple TV. Eventually, it'll get to Netflix if you guys don't have Apple TV. I get it. I think there's too many streaming services out there. But somebody said what they need to do is take all these streaming services and bundle them together and call it cable, right? Yeah. Well, now we're going to all these separate you know, services again. But for those of you guys that do know Ted Lasso, Roy Kent is a favorite. He actually won an Emmy for his role. Brett Goldstein is who plays Roy Kent. But Roy Kent is really foul-mouthed. And he just drops a bunch of F-bombs. Well, apparently, he has made a cameo on Sesame Street. Yeah. The 41-year-old Emmy winner was with Tamir and Cookie Monster making cookies. And, by the way, this segment is brought to you by the letter F. And, actually, the Muppets talked to Brett Goldstein about the letter F. So Tamir goes, today's word begins with the letter F. And he's like, oh, I love the letter F. Well, yeah, I'm sure he does. And then he said, today's word is fairness. So then, you know, Brett Goldstein talks about, you know, fairness. And then Cookie Monster comes in and he says he wants a cookie. And then they talk about how it's fair when we share. Fairness is each of us get what we need. Now, I don't know. Again, you know, I love Sesame Street and Ernie and Bert and all that. But I always kind of worry, you know, what sort of secondary gain or ulterior motive there could be. But they talked about fairness. And, yeah, I mean, being fair is something we want to teach kids. I just hope it's not, you know, supposed to be a ruse for communism. But anyway, so Tamir goes, when we play soccer later, we can make sure everyone gets a turn, invite others to play with. Goldstein says, that's right. We could be fair by inviting everyone to play soccer. But first, we need to clean up. And then I guess Cookie Monster tried to clean up and something. I don't know. But anyway, so it was very, I thought it was very, very cute. The episode's going to, I guess, air later this year. And you see him, you know, pose with Oscar the Grouch. You see him pose with Cookie Monster, Bert and Ernie, Big Bird. He said he didn't get to meet Snuffleupagus. But, you know, I think he got to see Grover. But, I don't know, to me, being able to see Roy Kent and the Muppets, you know, and not scare them off, to me, it means I think the universe can find some balance. But I thought that was just adorable, and I had to share that with you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know how, I don't know, half the world is playing Wordle? It's this online game. It's free. I like free. Wordle, man, it splashed across the globe faster than a bowl of alphabet soup. But there's now a new game. It's called Waffle. It was inspired by Wordle, created by Jessian, it says on the website. And basically, it's a word scramble in crossword format. So rather than Wordle, where they give you five spaces and you have to come up with a word, I always start with stare, S-T-A-R-E, because those are some very common letters. Usually I can get it. I've rarely missed. Waffle has this grid, and then you just kind of move letters around to try to make words. You only have 15 moves to complete. And you rearrange your letters into correct words, horizontally, vertically, drag them anywhere on the board. The letters will change color to show if they're in the correct position or if the letters are correct in the word. If you don't get it done in 15 moves, you lose that game. Now, you know, I like free games. I think a lot of people are trying to use these games as the ones that could kind of stave off dementia. Well, you do need to keep that brain going. And I love games. I love crossword puzzles. They've said crossword puzzles are fantastic in terms of helping stave off dementia, learning a language. I can't tell you how many studies over and over and over again said if you learn a language, that's going to help you stave off dementia. And many bilingual people are able to stave off dementia. If you ask me what is probably one of the most biggest bangs for your buck in terms of ROI, of putting work into it and protecting the brain, science is showing it really is learning that other language. And the other reason why I like it is ROI. If you are able to, you know, be able to pick up on another language, that's useful. I mean, these Wordle games are cute, crosswords are cute, but I mean, you know, nobody cares if you solve your crossword puzzle. But you decide to go on a trip, and you're able to speak another language. And one of the reasons why I really suggest people learn Spanish is I self-taught Spanish myself. I self-taught. I'm not as fluent as I'd like to be, but I'm fluent enough. And I did that because when I was in medical school, my patients, especially when I was at UCLA, all day long. My patients were Spanish-speaking only, and I couldn't speak English. I had to speak Spanish to them. So one, it allowed you to really, really learn. But the other thing was, is it's very difficult to always try to find a nurse, always try to find a translator. And sometimes there isn't one available. And if I can't understand the patient, you bet I'm going to get one. But I had to learn in order to take care of people. And then I would notice I would go all day speaking Spanish. And we have a country that's a melting pot. We have, you know, people of all ethnicities and races. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. But we have areas in our country that are becoming very predominantly Spanish-speaking, such that people who don't speak Spanish feel like they're at a loss. And even though English is the primary language, there's been a big push that Spanish becomes also the primary language. And I've told my kids, I go, you're going to have to learn. Because if you're in an area and you need to be able to communicate, you know, and people don't necessarily know English, you're going to still have, like me, I could have sat there like a lot of people in medical school saying, look, I have enough to learn. I have to learn all this medicine. I have to now also learn a second language. I got to tell you, it made my job easier. And if it also protects the brain, I told you guys, we were in, I think we were in a hotel near Disneyland. This was years ago. And a housekeeper starts running up to us screaming. And I understood what she was saying. Basically, an elevator was broken. And the kids could have fallen down the shaft. So she was trying to protect them. I thanked her, thought that was fantastic. You know, and my son looked at me like, oh my gosh. You know, he was like scared. He's like, I didn't understand what she was saying. You know, thank God you were here. It saved our life. You know, I think we are at a point where if other countries are bilingual, we're going to have to be. You know, especially with you know, the way, you know, things are changing in terms of, you know, our ability to communicate with others. I know people say, well, we could just use Google Translate. I just think it does more for the brain if you know the language. I was in Miami. I was in an elevator with my family. And then two ladies walk in, and they just tell me to Cerro Piso for third floor. They wanted me to hit the button. They assumed I spoke Spanish. And so, and you know, and again, it's Miami, Florida. I have family in Miami. You know, my uncle's Puerto Rican, but I don't necessarily, you know, I people assume that I spoke Spanish. So, if you were going to learn a language, I think French is a beautiful language. Latin's amazing. Mandarin. I mean, there's so many languages that are out there. But with you know, the way the drive for other countries to be bilingual, us not, and we have a high population, and we have multiple things now that are both in English and Spanish, I think it makes some sense to learn Spanish. And if it'll help with the brain and stave off dementia, it's fantastic. You know, some of these sites like Duolingo are great. Babbel, Rosetta Stone, you know. Yeah, so 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.